This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Men of Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Friday to you. My partner, my life mate, my soulmate has just walked in.
Seems a little earlier than he's been. I wonder what's different.
A little different. What was different?
I have no idea. I really leave at the same time every morning. Signals, just the general flow of life. Makes a difference between, you know, it's kind of a 3-minute window here when I arrive.
That's fair.
Generally.
Boy, it can make all the difference, though. It really can. Sometimes you come in the middle of open phones. And it's weird because you don't know what the hell they're talking about.
That's true.
We got Paulie over there. I'm Woodsy. Let's go right to the phones. We've got to get through this because we got Joe Musgrove. We're going to replay for you guys as our best of the week coming up after that. And what a phenomenal interview. If you missed that one, make sure to not miss it again because there's something in that interview that happens that's very weird. Very weird. And you have to hear it. Everyday Chris on the line. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
Going to piggyback on your... I swear you guys have ESP, so you guys were talking about dick moves. This past week, I probably pulled the most inadvertent dick move of the world. So my older sister, when I was growing up, had this little plastic Black Widow spiders, and she'd always play jokes on me, man. Put them everywhere, on my pillow, in my shoes.
Yes.
Scared the living tar off
yep.
of me, man.
Yep, I know God. It well.
So, you know, they look real, and she would just put them where she knew I was going to be, little places here and there. So before I left to Utah, I decided to get her back. She kind of likes lottery tickets and stuff like that. So, and she's well to do. She doesn't need the money, but she just has an infatuation with playing the scratchers.
Sure.
So, you know, I went online and ordered some of those fake scratchers. They honestly look legitimately real. So I went and bought her actually 4 real scratchers at Circle K, but then I mixed in the fake one, which is the fake ones are guaranteed to win you anywhere from 5,000 to 20,000 instantly.
What a great bit. Also,
so I mixed
terribly
it, I put
mean.
It in there. Before I left to Utah, I dropped them off at her house. So now I'm partying in Utah with some Latter-day Saints. And by the way, those guys can drink, Paulie. My God. Anyways, so I get this phone call from my mom. She's going hysterical. Mijo, I just won $5,000. She put it on Facebook and everything. Apparently, my mom went to my sister's house, and my sister says, hey, Mom, you know what? I know you like playing lottery. Here, I'm just going to give you these.
You got your mom. Yeah, you owe your mom $5,000, basically, is the rule. You better stroke your mom a check.
Yeah, so she legitimately was hysterical, and she was telling everybody on Facebook.
Oh, no.
It's a good bet.
I felt like that's a big dick move right there.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, when a plan backfires sometimes. It doesn't go the way you think it's going to go.
Where have we gotten to as a society where we actually have like companies out there that make fake Black Widow spiders and fake winning lottery tickets? That's what they do. There's like, you know, they've got an HR department.
Yeah, a factory.
Yeah, they've got guys.
So what do you do?
Guy in IT.
Spider factory. What? Spider factory.
I'm the IT guy at the place that makes the fake winning lottery tickets.
Yep. That's phenomenal. Yeah, it definitely backfired. Anybody else on the line? Everyday Dino?
We got Mike in Escondido.
Mike, good morning, buddy.
Traveling through a wind tunnel. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just have a take on it, and I appreciate you guys getting up. I, and doing the show this early because it sure is enjoyable for me to drive. But my take on the Padres, I'm 57, been here all my life, and you know, the only thing I have against the coach, and I bet a lot of money on games and things, and I can't. It's hard for me to bet against the Padres, but what Paddock pitches, I do.
I know.
And and I hate it. I do it.
Mike, they have killed me this year so far. Killed me. Absolutely killed me.
Well, it's not. You know, the only thing I'm bummed about him about, and you know what? I know it's early. I'm not talking about any of that. I don't like how unmotivated they seem at spring training. I went out to spring training to watch all the games. I go out there, I watch. It seems like the Dodgers come out of the gate well. I watch some of the – it seems like the Angels were ready to come out of it. And I go and watch these different teams. I think Paddock is at best, he should be out of the bullpen. He should have been, you know, learning other pitches. I've talked to people, and they said, Mike, they probably tried to teach him other pitches. He just couldn't get them. That guy throws hard enough, but his ball's straight. Watch him.
It is.
And they eventually catch up to him. When it's the third time, you know, when he goes three innings, I'm panicked after that, going, please take him out, please take him out. He just, if he could get a split finger fastball, four seam, I don't care. There's got to be something else besides the one he did learn. He doesn't use it very often. And I don't mind the sheriff thing. I wish he was a little bit better to use that. But nothing else that bothers me. But those two things bug the living daylights out of me. And I'm already preparing. I've been busy with my family, but I'm looking just to see. He's probably going to start here in Texas, and I'm telling you, he'll win one out of every six games. Yeah, he gets lucky every once in a while, but the coach should know this. The managers, if I was a general manager, I would be telling him, you're not starting Paddock.
Mike,
let's bring up somebody.
They do,
you know,
Mike.
Anyway.
They do. They do.
Yeah, they know.
Now here's we've been talking about it, and I don't have any inside info other than my gut telling me this, and it's based on, as we like to say a lot on this show, reading the tea leaves. They do want to win. They do want to win now. The time is now. You're not. I don't think they're going to give.
Won't see an 0-7 record.
No. He's just not going.
You
to.
You also don't want to pull the ripcord too early on a guy who really does have talent. I mean,
no doubt.
We saw it in his rookie season. It's in there, and I think they just worry. You don't want to bail on a guy too soon, sell low, all of a sudden he develops somewhere else, and you're going, man, we had a number one, two pitcher on our hands, and we just couldn't figure it out as a coaching staff. That really would be tough.
That's
giving him a few chances early in the season before Denelson Lamet comes back into the rotation, I'm okay with that, because there's no one else who is knocking down the door like, oh, well, you know, if Mackenzie Gore should be up here throwing, you know, six shutout innings every time, then yeah, he'd probably already be here. But I don't think he is. So right now, he's got an opportunity because of some injuries, and you know, he either sink or swim at this point, Woodsy.
That's it. And Mikey, I feel you, man. I know it's hard. I heard a guy call in the coach's show yesterday. He said, "I'm sick and tired of this. I've been patient. I don't want to be patient anymore." Let's come back to that because if you guys want to hear about pitching, our next guest. We had on one of the more fascinating conversations about pitching I've ever heard, to be honest with you, ever. It was riveting to me. If you like baseball and you like a little inside baseball and you like a little fun, you're going to want to hear this one.
Yes, Joe Musgrove, our best of the week. Coming up next, stick around. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.